after many, many, many long months. Erev Shabbos, Erev Shavuos. It's a super, super exciting time. I want to share with you 4 points tonight as we, with my hope to both prepare yourself, prepare myself for Shabbos, for Matat Torah, and also post yeshiva a little bit, to think in those, to be able to think in those terms. So the first is Shavuos coming up. Shabbos, Shavuos in Yerushalayim. My first suggestion is that obviously this is not going to be like the Shavuos that you've experienced the last couple of years. After the hours and hours and hours of talking Torah, learning Torah, thinking Torah, seeing that there's a certain connection that you can have with Torah, it's very, very special to be in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, to be in Yeshivat HaKotel Beis Medrash on Shavuos. And I'll suggest for you, tonight is going to be a lot of Rambans, so get ready for a lot of Rambans. But this is a Ramban that I suggest that you learn every single year, right before Shavuos. But I think it is super appropriate right now, here in Yerushalayim, Erev Shavuos. The Ramban in Parshas Va'eschanan. Am I have a chumash over there? Bechol. No, that's about midbar. Right back behind you, Josh. I think that says Torah, right? Hopefully that should work. In Parshas Va'eschanan and Perek Daled, the Torah says, Pasuk Hey. Re'eli manati etchem, chukim mishpatim kasher tzivani Adonai Elohai, lasot kein bekerav aretz asher atem bayim sham l'rishta. All these mitzvos. Ushmartem va'asitem, ki hi chochmatchem uvinatchem leinei ha'amim, asher yishmu'un et kol ha'chukim ha'ele. All the nations are going to see this tremendous wisdom. Va'amaru, rak, wow, am chacham v'navon ha'goy gadozeh. The wise, discerning nation, this unbelievably great nation, ki mi goy gadol, asher lo Elohim krovim elav kadunai lein b'chol kareinu elav, mi goy gadol, asher lo chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim, kechol ha-Torah hazot asher anochi noten et nechem hayom. Now, we're going to start off these two psukim, we're going to end, or at least close to the end, talk about these two psukim. Rak, labriyut, rak! He shomer lecha, ushmor nafshecha meod. Petishkach et hadvarim asher ra'u einech, ufen yasuru milvavecha, kol yimei chayecha, vodatam vanecha v'lidnei vanecha. That's Pasuk Tet. Pasuk Yud, yom asher amarata lifnei Adonai olecha b'chorev, be'emor Adonai elai, hakel li et ha'am. V'ashmiim et dvarai. For what purpose? Asher yilmidun liyirauti kol ha'yamim. Asher him chayim al adama et b'neihem yilamidun. The Ramban argues in Rashi here. Rashi says, this idea of Yishar Melecha is be super careful, do not forget the emes of all the mitzvot in the Torah, because then you will not come true to the Am Chacham V'Navon and the Tzidkus, but rather, what are you going to be? Shaitim. You're going to distort everything. Therefore, the Torah says, not an independent love, but this is the rock. Make sure, how are you going to fulfill the Tzidkus, the Am Chacham V'Navon, to make sure that you follow it properly and don't distort it. V'im te'avtu otam mitoch shechecha, you'll be considered shotim. Lashon Rashi. Says the Ramban, absolutely not. Eino nachum. I had the pleasure of learning this with Eitan Isser around a half an hour ago. And he even sent it to his Rebbe in Maryland. We're going to talk about how it's Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah. Aval ha-katuv hazeh lefi da'ati mitzvat lo taseh. It's a lo taseh, an independent lo taseh. He's here ba'ma'od. Ki kasher amar shenizaher b'chol ha-mitzvot nishmor chukim mishpatim la'asotam. Be careful with the mitzvot. Chazav amar rak ani mazir chamod. Really be careful to do what? Lishamer v'lishmor atzmcha me'od me'od. Really remember. Liskor me'ayin bo elecha mitzvot. Where these mitzvot came from? You got to really remember. Where did these mitzvot came from? Shelo tishkach ma'amar har Sinai. There's a mitzvah lo taseh to not forget Maimon har Sinai. Mikol advarim asher ra'u sham einecha kolot v'alapidim. Everything that you saw, the sound of lightning show. Et kvodo v'et golo, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Udvarav asher shamata sham mitoch ha'esh, what you heard from amongst the fire. V'todia kol advarim, you have to give it over. Asher ra'u einecha b'mamad ha'nechbar ahu levanecha. You got to tell your children, your grandchildren. The pasuk says, you know why? Ki Hashem asa mamad ahu kedei shetelamdu liyira'a oto. In order for us to have fear of Hashem. Kol hayamim, all of our days, bet b'neichem telamdu ledorot olam. Therefore what? Do it this way and don't forget. Before the Aseret Adibrot, we have a lo taseh. Shelo nishkach davar min ma'amarahu, and do not take it out of your heart. This is the lo taseh. Afterwards, he'll mention about the mitzvah aseh. We'll get to that later. I suggest, first of all, you should know this. Second of all, Leil Shavuot here in Yeshiva Rakota, it's not just, okay, let me go learn a little bit. Let me go have a chavrusa. Let me go hear a shir. Part of this base medrash is understanding from both Torah Sarav Kook and Torah Sarav Soloveitchik, the concept of re-experiencing Maimon Har Sinai. That's what that Seras HaDibur said. What's Har HaMoriah? Where's Har HaMoriah? There, right? Har HaMoriah. The Gemara says in Tanis, Daf Tet Zayin, my Har HaMoriah. Where does it talk about Har HaMoriah? Many psukim, right? By the Akedah. Eretz Moriah. The Gemara in Tanis, Daf Tet Zayin, has two different interpretations. What does Har HaMoriah as a major machlok as Rashi, the Rashbam, Uncle, you name it. Givaldik. For tonight, the Musar Shmuz. Two opinions in the Gemara and Rashi. Rashi, the Gemara says, what is Har HaMoriah? Pligi bo Rav Levi bar Chama Rav Chanina. Char amar har shiyatsa mimenu horal Yisrael. Moriah from the language of teaching. The second opinion. Har shiyatsa mimenu mora la'ovdei kochavim. It's the har that what? That from there came fear to the goyim. Says Rashi. Two opinions about what this fear is. The first one is Sheshomim, the greatness of Am Yisrael and Yerushalayim, and they become afraid of us. But then he says, Shamati Lishna Achrina. You know what Har HaMoriah is? Har Sinai. Har HaMoriah is Har Sinai. Morelov de Kochavim, as it was by Matan Torah. Quotes the Pasuk in Tehilim, Eretz Yireyahu Shketa. If you look at Tosfos that quotes this, he quotes the Pasuk of Ki Mitzion Tetzei Torah. Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Which means, if you think about the contrast of where you were last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago at Shavuos, the all-night barbecue in certain places, the ice cream in other places, anything to try to beg you to somehow stay awake, because I'm sure you all knew about the tikkun of the Zohar, and they're all sleeping, and that's all your kavanos. With all seriousness, you're not in Princeton here, Zach. You're mamish in Yerushalayim. You're going to be literally being have that ability to have the Moriah experience. Har Sinai here. And my bracha to you is, thank God we don't have text here. Any of the texting on Yontif, you're going to be able to be focused on just listen. Just listen to the Beis Medrash. Leil Shavuot. And one of the things you're going to say is, wow, I didn't have enough time. It flew by. I wanted more time to learn. You're going to have alumni coming in. It's a night of Har Sinai. And you're to remember that, just like we have the lav, not to forget. To be part of what you have and part of who you are. So that's my first bracha. That's my first thought as we enter ototo into Shabbat and Shavuot. The second piece, as I said, is I want to discuss a little bit about the Nazir. And here I have two sheets that are going to be going around. So look at it. Actually, I'm going to have one sheet going around for now. Pass these around, please. Probably 132. The Nazir. So Machlokas, we've shown him. Machlokas in the Gemara. We're going to talk later about the Takana of Ezra, the Gemara Megillah that says that you're supposed to read the Brachos and the Klalos before Atzeres. But as we know, some years, like on a leap year, we read Naso before Kabbalah Sator. And within Naso, we have Nazir. Nazir is very, very special. Because on one level, the Torah describes him as Kadosh. Like Kedushas Kohen Gadol, the Midrashim talk about. Question of Tumah, same type of idea. Even though it's not exactly the same, there's a beautiful Emes LeYaakov to look at, of how it's missing the daughter. But literally, it's the Kedusha of a Nazir, the language of Nazir, the crown. On no level, you read the Pesukim, and we know the Nazir brings a Korban Chatos. Now, the Korban Chatos is not only for the Nazir Tomei. So that makes sense. But what's the chet that the Nazir does? So the Gemara says, Rav Elazar Kapor Amir, because he was Sir Atzmo Min Hayayin. Very important concept, right? He had the ability to enjoy this world, to drink some good wine, and he's Mitzayer himself from wine. He needs Kapara for that. There's a beautiful Rabbeinu Balei HaTosfot that says the chet here is a hachta'a. What is a chet? Not a regular sin. But he missed the target. There's something missing here. So on one level, Chazal, or Chachamim talk about the Nazir. So which is it? Is he this really kadosh person? Or is he what? He's a chet. He's chote. Not only that. Look at the Ramban. The Ramban seems to contradict himself. I had the pleasure of learning this with Chacham Somech. If you look at Naso, the Ramban says, Halavai Yabi Chacham, Halavai, Halavai. V'tam achatat, she'akriv anazir b'myom melot yimei nizro, lo nitparesh. The Ramban first says, I don't understand. He's finished. He didn't do anything wrong. Normally you have a chatat when he did something wrong. You were tamei, v'chiyamut alav meit peta pitom. Okay, he's honest, but he should have been more careful. Here, he was a nazir, 30 days, 60 days, he's done! The Torah says what? You got to bring a chatas. What did he do? Here the Ramban doesn't say the concept of tzir atzma min ayayin. But then he says, Valderech hapshat, this you have the Ramban in front of you. Ki ha'ish hazeh chotei nafsho b'milot ha'nizirut. Ki hu ata nazir b'kdushato v'avodat Hashem. V'roi ha'yalo shi'azir lo'olam. He should be a nazir forever. He's in the kedusha. He's in the zone of kedusha. V'yamor ko yamav nazir v'kadosh le'lokav. Ki inyan she'amar, as it says in Amos, Va'akim mibneichem le'neviim u'mibachureichem le'nezirim. Hishvei ha'katuv le'navi. Ko yimein izro kadosh u'lashem. And here comes the last powerful words. V'hinei u'tzarich kapara b'shuvo li'tamei b'tavot ha'olam. He hasn't done anything wrong. This is one of the only times, if the only time, that he needs a kapara for what he's going to be doing for the future. Which is what? He's going back into be mitameh, into the typhus of the world. I got a problem. So which is it? Is he kadosh, kadosh like a navi? Or is he not? What is it? How do we understand this Ramban? How do we understand the enigma of the Nazir? To answer that, I want to talk a lot of Harifas right now. So now everyone can start listening. Rav Goldberg Zatzal, former Rosh Hashiva, Karen B'Yavne, in his Sefer, he quoted everything I'm saying till now also about this Nazir part. But he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Sheker Achim, Pasuk in Mishlei, Sheker Achim, Veheva Yofi, Isha Yiras Hashem Hitishal. Before I say the Harifas, you go, trust me, there's going to be a lot of things to hopefully think about. It was the second day of Shavuos in 1994 when I was Shanabet. And they were saying goodbye. We were all saying goodbye. The Rabbanim came. The Rabbaniyot came. That's not true. Only one Rabbanit came. The head of Night Seder and his wife came. No, Yishai, it's not that type of yeshiva. Yishai was all afraid of me. I was in OJ, man. Like it wasn't happening. So guy gets up, a very, very talented young man, who's a big force right now, Tinek, great, great, great guy. And he says, we want to give thanks to the Rebbetzin, the rabbi, the Rebbetzin, for everything they've done. The Rebbetzin, mamish, we went to Purim. I didn't go to Purim this way, but threw up all over her couch, and she was cleaning it up, Bikdusha Vitara, you know, like, oh, my gosh. And he says, and this is not any exaggeration, mamish, pshuta. And he goes, and she's mekayemes kipshuto sheker achein behevel hayofi. He stopped there. He meant to say isha yirat Hashem hititala, but he said she mekayem sheker achein behevel hayofi. I was like, I'm like, what have you done? You know, he just called her as ugly as can be. It was terrible. The actual Gemara quotes the pasuk sheker achein. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says something amazing. The Gemara says, you know what this is referring to? Amar of Shmuel Bar Nachman Rabbi Yonas Amay Dechtiv Sheker Achein Dava Yofi Isha Yirat Hashem Iti Talal Sheker Achein Ze Yosef Hevel Ayofi is Boaz Isha Yirat Hashem Iti Talal Ze Palti Ben Laish. Crazy. What does it mean? We had three people that had nisyonos, that had tests, and they all passed. Amda b'gvura. And each one got ascendingly, it became more and more difficult. Compared to Yosef, Boaz was more difficult. Compared to Boaz, Palti ben Laish was more difficult. Yosef, as we know, with Eshe Potiphar, not his wife, not with him. Boaz with a Pnuya, and she's with him. Greater than everybody's Palti ben Laish, that Shaul gave his daughter Michal for a wife, but since it was a suffik kiddushin for David, the language of the Gemara, na'atz cherev beino leveina, put a sword in between them, kol ha'osek b'davar ze yidaker b'cherev. If you do any type of heebie-jeebie, that's Rashi there, right? Then you get cherev. And even though he loved her ki ishto, lo tam tam bia, we've seen mitzvahs pruru. And on this, the Torah says, Rabos banos asochoyel, ze Yosef uboaz, va'at alita al kulana, that's Palti ben Laish. How crazy is this? Sheker hachin is Yosef. Sheker hachin is Yosef? This is what the Rambam, this is what the Gemara calls, is Yosef HaTzadik. Why? Why is he Yosef HaTzadik? Not because of the great song of Yosef, that's the old one, from Chaim David, the Seven Shepherds. You don't know this because you know real music, right? Right? Shivat Aroim. Then there are other songs, Pnimius songs of Yosef, right? Yosef HaTzadik, because he was able to overcome what Eshet Potiphar. Chazal says, Sheker Achim. Boaz, Hevel Ayofi, really? I understand it's not the same level as Balti Ben Laish. Why does Chazal? What are they trying to teach us here? Rav Goldwacht gave a very, very important yesod. The yesod, which I want everyone to think about, is what does it mean to be Kona Madrega? What does it mean to pass a test? Is that what I want? Many people will say, okay, when I leave yeshiva, now the test is really going to start. So hopefully you've heard from me that that's ridiculous. You have plenty of tests within yeshiva that you need to be building up and learning, and ki'ilu that they say, and I'll talk about this later, like real life is out of yeshiva, which is partially true, but not fully true, because you have a lot of real life challenges within yeshiva. What does it mean when I want to say I want to pass a test? Rav Govich explained that we're going to have times where you have a nisayon. And the question comes, are you strong enough to be able to overcome it? I have a tithe. Did I overcome it, and I passed it. That's called passing a test. That's one level. I asked some guys today, what types of nisyonos have you passed today? Before I even say that, the second level is not just passing a test. It's the concept of going and working and working that it becomes a kinyan within inside of yourself. It's something that you'll look back and say, that's so not me. I can't even look at that anymore. I can't even think about that anymore. Because I've been koneh within myself real morals, real Yirat Hashem, real Ahavat Torah. I don't even have a tiber for that. He explains it with the pasuk, mi ale b'har Hashem, mi lo. Of course, who doesn't want to have aliyot and be able to do what you're supposed to do? But the real question is, mi yakum? Is there a kiyum? Is there a kinyan inside to say, I have made that sacrifice, I made that kinyan inside, and therefore, there's no chance. Ain't sikoi. Let's give a couple examples. One of the biggest nisyonos, the guys all around, is the concept of Netflix, concept of different shows. I'll tell you, I'm mamish out of the scene. But I did my research. So it might be that some people I've had some nisyonos for the office. Okay, the office. Okay, b'di'evet, shastchak, the office. The office. Then you have, before I continue going with the shows, some people had some sports. Some sports, okay. I had a taiva to go on Sunday nights to watch a football game, to stay up to watch Golden State last night instead of, no, I was able to overcome it. I didn't watch the Tottenham game a couple of nights ago. I was able to overcome it. Then you have the suits, Mashu Kazeh. There's some sort of a show called Suits. It's okay. But then there's the most popular show out there called Games of Thrones. Oi, boy, boy! Is there a Havamina? Is there a Havamina? That a person could look at that? So, first of all, some people, yeah. It's the most popular show out there. Some people, let's be real here. Some people, yeah. Games of Thrones. I saw that, David. Oh, yeah, that's good. Ahavamina. Everyone's like, oh, come on. It's the most popular thing out there. Oy vavoy. It's Pasha, at least what I've heard. I have even no idea what it is. That's how old I am already. Pritzos! Mamish! Mamish! Aye, but it's cool. Pritzos! 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 Can I say it any clearer? So if you're at the point that I want to because I'm going to be in camp and I want to chill and that's what they're going to be doing, remember my voice. Pre-sauce! Just remember it. Send me a WhatsApp, wherever you are, and scream out, pre-sauce! And then I'll know what you're talking about. I'll know what you're talking about. I wish I'd be laughing with you if I wasn't crying with you also. Because I know of how hard it is out there. How hard it is within the sacrifices that we're doing. To actually really make the Kenyan and really go and build and say there's no way in God's name am I going to look at the shtus, the shtuyot called Games of Thrones. There's no way I'm better than that. Thrones of Games, whatever it is. Everyone's laughing at me that I'm like, Mamish dude, hafuch hafuch. I could look it up. I pray. Games of Thrones. Is that it? You know, yeah, right. I'm from Canada. Get me a break.
What's it say? I don't know what it say.
Okay. Aha, but maybe Riverdale's better. Riverdale. Oh, it's comics. It's like Momish code. No, that's not my book. This is the real question. This is in the Sionos. What have I done this year? What type of sacrifice? Now, some people came. Because that was Mamish 10 hours. 9 seasons of this show. It's like, Mamish, can I be behind? To be able to go and say, I'm not going to follow. And say over to the girl when I walked out of Midrash Arova and say, what a show! Oh, Gevaldik! To hold back and not to do that. It's hard! It's hard! Let's talk tachlis. This is real stuff. What's the nisayon? Other people, type of music that we have, we want to chill. Other people's type of music. What type of music do I listen to? What type of music am I going to listen to? Not everybody likes Shwaki.
It's true.
Am I going to listen to the Eminem who's cursing, cussing, the rap songs there? What am I going to listen to? What have I built up inside me? What type of kinyan have I built up to say, this is not me? I want you to remember this in Shabbos Shavuos. I want you to remember this and ask yourself, what type of kinyan have I made? Many of us, before coming to yeshiva, to drag ourselves away from a TV, TV is 1980s, from a game, because a mincha, crazy. It's like you're already alarmed in before. Mincha and a minyan, I paskin like the Emek Bracha, who says it's not really a chiyuv. And really, if I like turn my eyes away from the TV, it's like not an erva there. So I could just daven in between timeouts and I'm okay. Alamdin. It's not pasha. Many of you are going to be in camps to actually care about daven. Very hard. Very hard. What type of kinyan? Josh Appel gave me, he says, Rabbi, you want some booty? And I'm like, booty? I'm like, this booty stuff is a busha. This booty, it wasn't even a bamba. This thing, I'm on a diet. So I looked at it, and it wasn't like, I didn't have a hobby meal. It was so clearly not something that I wanted. It's so clear. It's hard. One of the biggest things, I was in YU. It was on a Sunday. There's some of you met him, a close Talmud. He was a Shol Meshiv here. Now he lives in Eretz Yisrael with three kids. A guy named Michael Brandon. And it was on a Sunday afternoon. And I'm a big Eagle fan. The Eagles are playing the Cowboys. And I remember saying, Michael, we got to work on this tosis. And I didn't always have this big blue kippah and this white hair. And I'm like, it's not easy. The Eagles. E-A-G. Right? Randall. You know Randall. Randall. Oh, he doesn't know. Well, I don't know. It's like he doesn't know about the games. He didn't know about Randall. Right? It's not easy. But I had to make an answer to say, this is important to me. The Tosis and Baba Basra is more important. At that point, they didn't even have a thing called YouTube. YouTube wasn't alive at that point, where I can watch every highlight, for 5 seconds. The question you have to ask yourself is, what real nisyonos? Not that you should be looking for nisyonos. That's not what I mean. Va'altivien lo lidechit, which we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what type of kinyonim have you made? It's not an easy question. Chazal say it's sheker achin hevo yofi because it was a one-time thing. It wasn't a full kinyon. And Rav Goldberg explains by the Ramban, by a Nazir, it's not a steer between the Ramban and Chazal. The question comes when he was Mitzayer Atzmo Min Hayayin. What was his experience? Was his experience one of Amelos, of working hard, of really not only running away from the desires of the gluttony and the tremendous taivos, and that's why he became a nazir. And each time it was such a painful thing, and it was not really a kinyan. No kinyan was really made. So the whole thing was one painful experience. And therefore you're a chote. You mamish, what have you done? You're a mitzayer atzmo min hayayin. But if you went through it, and it was hard, but after building it, you then became what? Wow. It became part of you. Like a Navi. Like a Kohen Gadol. At that point, the Ramban says, what are you doing leaving him? You have to have that kinyan nafshi. So the question is, what's your experience? Because the real growth has to come where you're able to make a decision and know the Hebrew word is how to be mivater, how to sacrifice. If that's not what this year is about, I don't know what it is. This idea of being able to immerse yourself in Talmud Torah, different people coming from different backgrounds, it being really hard, I don't care who you are. And you could have done many other things. But if you look back at the year and say, okay, I had a good time, but I didn't make a real kinyan nafshi, it's a big problem. But if you look back, not only the good friends, but there's that kinyan. You can remember that sicha that you had, the sicha that you heard from Rav Nemensaw. How jealous am I of Zach Rothenberg, who's able to get Haskama from Rav Asher Weiss, who is able to go and speak to Rav Nemensaw and go more and more. I'm not jealous in a bad way. Givaldik. The 8 hours a day that he spent during Dana's Zman to write it up. An American writing in Hebrew. It's an oxymoron. It's unbelievable. And then going there. It's Me'in Olam Haba. It's that feeling of Kedusha. Of working hard. And being able to say that I have that chiluk. That's part number two. Part number two is you have to ask yourself, what kinyanim did I make? Mi yakum bimkom katsho. And in the same question, and be honest with yourself, is to find out when you're going to need to chill. And everyone's going to need to chill. What's going to be your outlet for that chill? Do you have the kosher outlet? Because there's got to be that voice to say that there are things that are off limits. Usher. And you have to be able to make sure you build that within yourself. Because a Musar Shmuz like this is nice, but inspiration fades. To build it within yourself. This is what I believe leads to another part. Because it's not only the Musar, but I think it's a certain responsibility that you can feel towards yourself and towards Torah. This of Jonas and Sachs likes giving a shir before Shavuos based on the Takana of Ezra. Gemara and Megillah and Daf Lamed Aleph says there's a Takana of Ezra, Lamed Aleph from the days. I had the schus of learning this with Ben Book. The Takana of Ezra that says, I don't just stop and say the names. It's because it was part of me when I was learning with this. I'll remember it. I remember what I learned with Zach many, many years ago also. There's something that's real here. Says the Gemara, Ezra was metakin a special Takana before Rosh Hashanah to read the Brachos and Klalos of Parshas Ki Tavo. Kedesha tichle shana v'kilota, that the shana should finish off with its curses, v'tachel shana birchota, start the shana with its brachos. That I understand. But then why are you reading the brachos and kolos, the parashas v'chukosai before Shavuos? Gemara says this is also called the Rosh Hashanah. That the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah daf tetzayin that there's a Rosh Hashanah right now also for Peros HaElon. There's a whole nother sicha, not for now, about the Peros HaElon, about what it means, a beautiful idea. But the question is, the brachos and klalos, I just mentioned the concept of maybe why not so, as we'll see in a minute, as we continue on in our journey here, to understand some very important messages. Why brachas and klalos to be read before Shavuos? Besides, again, the technical reason the Gemara says, for Rosh Hashanah, for Piras Ha'ilon. Rav Sacks says, look at Shorash Gimel. Shorash Gimel in Sefer HaMitzvah says that you do not list the mitzvah that's not going to be Noheg L'Doros. Therefore, says Maimonides, says the Rambam, we don't list this mitzvah of chukah, of the brachas and klalos, because that was a one-time thing. And Har Grizim and Har Eva. It's not now. The Bahag says, no, it's a mitzvah. The Ramban wants to explain, why would this be a mitzvah? It was a one-time thing. Explains. Raphaelo is biur on sefer mitzvos to Rav Sajigo. He explains, let me tell you why. He says, Anios Daiti, the reason why, he quotes from a Gemara in Sota that explains that the brachos and klalos has a nafkamina lahalach, and it's a mitzvah ladoros. Because if you look at the Gemara in Sota, it says that this is a mitzvah that's on every single person. The Brita says that there are 48 britot to lechayev kol Yisrael lekabel aleihem, because of kol Yisrael arevim zebozeh.